8:31, this is WBAI. In just a moment, we're going to have another great musical treat. We're going to be joined by a trio that's come out with a great new album. In fact, here's a taste of it right now. That doesn't soothe you this Friday morning. I don't think anything will. You have no help. You're finished. It's 8:35, and I hate to fade it down. There's another 3 minutes or so to that song. This is perhaps one of the featured tracks off the brand new CD called Que Vaya Bien, and it's called El Banquete de los Sánchez. And it's a wonderful musical collaboration. Three artists who've known each other for a while, and they've performed together, and they've come out with this wonderful record that I think is a wonderful treat for us this last Friday of 2006. We're joined in the studio by Tao Rodriguez Seeger.
Hey there.
How are you?
Pretty good. It's a little early for me. Musicians' hours aren't this early, but feels good.
I always get complaints from musicians who come in at this hour, and they say, or DJs, they say the same thing. It's, you know, it's too early for them.
I can't even believe you could get a musician here now.
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing. Are you still up from last night?
No.
Is that it?
No.
But he's here.
I'm a touring machine, you know. I can get up whenever you tell me to. I just can't stay awake for more than 2 hours because that's the length of a concert.
and he came with his banjo, so we'll hear some of that. We're also joined on the line. It's a pleasure to have with us via telephone in Puerto Rico, Roy Brown, the legend of Puerto Rican music. I would just say of music of the Americas, and he's of course one of the trio in this project. Que vaya bien, Roy Brown. Welcome, bienvenido.
Saludo, Mario. Hi, how you doing? Tao.
Hey, Roy, saludo. Buenos días.
Feliz año nuevo. And Tito Alger, of course, one of the persons behind Fiel a la Vega, which is another very important musical collaboration, musical performers in Puerto Rico. But Roy Brown, tell us, que vaya bien. How did this CD come about?
Well, I had a concert in New Haven, had the idea of inviting Tito Alger and Tao to join me informally, and at the end of January this same year, and we did it, and we went ahead and went to New York, where I had another presentation. We kind of liked inventing things, improvising, so it was fun. Then we came up with the idea of coming to Puerto Rico in June when Tao had some time off from the mammals, and just see what happens. And what happened was this record. We did 9 songs in 7 days, and then Tao came back for 3 days in August, and we did 3 more songs, and we had a blast.
That's a lot of work in a short time. Tao,
it doesn't feel like work, though, you know?
Yeah.
Tito kept saying, I feel like I'm at music camp. Anything's possible. It's just this like constantly flowing, exciting vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. We would stay up till 3 or 4 in the morning, just looking out over the ocean at Roy's place, and just sort of shaking our heads in disbelief that this is our lives, you know.
Mm-hmm. Pretty inspiring.
It's really cool.
But it's interesting also, and Walter drew my attention to this, Walter Wagoner told me that this was done with the sweat equity of all three of you and all the other musicians who donated their time, that this was a zero-budget project.
So far, nobody that I know has even asked when they'll be paid, mm-hmm. which I think is an exceptional thing in general in this world. I don't know how you did it, Roy. How did you do it?
Well, I just asked. Mostly, everybody who worked here are friends of mine who've been doing things with me for a very long time, and I just explained, and they said, oh, yeah, well, I want to be part of that.
Well, it must be nice to be Roy Brown, because you've played with a lot of some of the most important artists on the island, but also, you know, internationally. So it must have that pull. For you, Tao, how was it? Or how is it to perform and collaborate with a person like Roy Brown?
It was something else. I kept thinking, this is like my dream come true. And not just in terms of working with Roy and Tito, but because I first visited my dad in Puerto Rico. My dad's Puerto Rican filmmaker. When I was 18, back in 1990, I visited him for the first time on the island, and he played me Roy's first record on vinyl, Yo Protesto.
Mm-hmm.
And I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, what is this amazing album? And I learned every song on it, and I started singing Monong mm-hmm. with my grandpa, which is one of Roy's great songs.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of his first big hit, and it's always continued to be just one of this sort of anthems of anti-warness. And it's not just rhetoric, it's a great song mm-hmm. to boot. I thought, well, I'll get to meet him someday, maybe, but because I got to meet a lot of people running around with my grandpa Pete, but I never really thought that I'd ever get to make a record with him. Then I saw Tito Auger play with Fiera La Vega and this other great reggae band in Puerto Rico, Cultura Profética, mm-hmm. about 6 years ago. I've always wanted to sort of mix the banjo and the music that I grew up with, the American folk music, with the Latin American side of my family and my tastes. Because the banjo is essentially an Afro-Caribbean instrument.
Right.
It came across the ocean with the slaves and got transformed by the Irish immigrants in the States. But it has built in all these syncopated rhythms, the three against two, the clave, and all this stuff. So it's not really that surprising to me that the banjo works instrumentally with this music.
Well, let's hear the title track is perhaps it's Caballo Yen is the name of the CD, and that's the title track, and that's a great example of it. So why don't we just hear it from the CD? Maybe I know you brought your banjo in, so
I was going to play that one live. Why don't you play Cosecha Lo Que Siembres? That's the one I can't play.
Which track is that? that's track number. Let's see, number four. Okay, so we'll go to Roy. Thanks for reminding me, Roy. So we're here with Roy Brown in his home in Puerto Rico, and we have Tao Rodriguez Seeger here in the studios. It's 8:42. I wish we had more time, but let's listen to track four and then we'll get him to play it live. The title track live.
Siembra en el monte, cosecha en el valle. Siembra en el monte, cosecha en el valle. Siembra en el monte, cosecha en el valle. Vas a cosechar lo que siembre, si vives la mentira, cosechas engaños. Si vives la mentira, cosechas engaños. Si vives la mentira, cosechas engaños. Vas a cosechar lo que siembres.
So Roy, tell us about this. For you, playing this music, obviously your music in many respects is folk music from a different perspective, but it certainly is folk music. Or is that perhaps a bad term even to use, considering that this is universal music? How do you feel about playing this stuff?
I'm in a way I'm playing my own stuff because I wrote some of the songs, and so I actually did what I wanted to. And I had these musicians adapt to what I wanted to say. So the reason it sounds so cohesive, even though you have four sources, is because we recorded live. You know, everybody. The same instruments, recording the same songs live, and all at the same time. Then we did some overdubs, but the main thing was four, five, six musicians playing at the same time. So, and the way I feel about playing, let's say, old time, I since I was young, I don't know. Some of this music fell on my lap, and I was able to listen to old time music, the ragtime, and also and So I'm familiar with it. When I was like 15, 16, even though I lived in Puerto Rico, I was attracted to that kind of music. I like all types of music, as long as it's good. I like to listen to everything. I guess that's just the way I was.
Mm-hmm.
You into it feels very comfortable for me.
One of the great things about the CD is the vocals, and I would imagine, obviously, recorded live, but talk a little bit about that, because all of you are singing wonderfully, beautifully together and independently, but it's obviously the expression of the lyrics. So many of the lyrics are so poignant in terms of some of the, for example, Los Ausentes, which I want to play in a second with the words of Eduardo Galeano, but also your own lyrics, the themes that you touch on this record, Dao or Roy, if you want to talk a little bit about that, given the global condition, there's so many, you know, really interesting pieces of subject matter that you can pull for the work.
As a metaphor for the global condition, I guess this record brings together the deep north in the banjo, the deep south with the charango, which comes from the Andes, and we kind of come together in the middle in the swampy Caribbean. To me, it feels like a very American sound. When I say American, I mean the entire continent of America.
In the Jose Marti sense.
Yeah, exactly. Or the Bolivariano sense, mm-hmm. You know. I feel, as far as the vocals are concerned, we just got lucky. You know, three people who enjoy hanging out together will more than likely sing well together. Because that's what singing is. It's sharing togetherness, and I just sort of grown up in a family where people sing together, and they don't do it to perform, they do it to have fun, and that's what you're hearing on this record, is a whole bunch of people getting together and kind of tripping out on how great they all are and just having a great time.
Let's hear Los Ausentes. We'd
record a song, go out and like make some food, you know, and then go back and record another song.
I would imagine you've filmed that process, or was that not...
Yeah, some of it's filmed.
Yeah.
I wish more of it,
yeah,
but...
Because it must have been a special moment.
But let's check out this song, because this one breaks my heart.
Los Ausentes.
Quizás los colores celebren el fin de la pesadilla terrestre. Este mal sueño de mandones y mandados que la muerte te acaba cuando de un manotazo nos desnuda y nos iguala. Ay, 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 cuando fue el tiempo de la gran matazón en las comunidades indígenas de Guatemala, el ejército arrojó esos cuerpos al mar o a las de los volcanes o los quemó en quién sabe qué fosas. Ay, 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 los alegres colores de las tumbas
Los Ausentes from the CD Que Vaya Bien, and it's of course Roy Brown on the vocals, the letra, the lyrics, Eduardo Galeano. Roy Brown, tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, I had been saving that one for a very long time. The lyrics, I had read this, and I found it. It's actually what you call prose poetry. It's not like verses. And I read it in a newspaper, and I just cut it out and saved it for several years. And then when Powell said he was coming down and I had to do something for three singers, you know, for a chorus and what the format we were going to do, I said, well, this is it. This is the moment. And I was very lucky. I was inspired. It came out very quick. And that's one of the songs that we were able to, because we tried to capture everything live. And sometimes it happened and sometimes it didn't. You know, like the instruments and the voice at the same time, like they used to do it in the 40s and the 50s. So this is one of the songs that we were able to do. We tried to do Deportee first, but... there was so much coming in and out that we had to rehearse it and record it live, but then we had to record it without the voices. But this one we were able to record with the voice at the same time as we redid the music.
Beautiful song. And now I'm just curious to know, before, because we're going to get Tao here to play a little bit live, the title track, Que Vaya Bien, but how is this CD being received on the island? Is it getting any airplay at all?
Yeah, the first song you opened with was played on Zetano 23, which is the number one station that plays classic salsa. They do some hits, but mostly they play the historical music of Puerto Rico, Puerto Rican salsa music, which is world music. When you look at it, it's traveled the whole world and has influenced the music of many different countries. So it was played on that radio station. That made us very happy. And the main newspaper said it was one of the best 10 recordings of the year, so that's all right.
Well, that's great, and hopefully it'll get some play here. We'll certainly get a lot of play here on WBAI. Well, we want to work out something, because I would love BAI to be a part of that. And
let's do a BAI show, man.
Hopefully we can do a big event with you guys and performing. So you're going to play, I'm playing underneath us, Que Vaya Bien, and we only have a few minutes, so you want to take off with this?
Sure, let it rip. This is a song my grandpa wrote back in the day, and we just thought it'd be fun to translate one of his songs. You want to play it or you want me to play it?
Why don't you play
it?
I'll play it.
You have to imagine a clave.
Cuando yo me vaya, que vaya bien el mundo. Cuando yo me vaya, que el mundo bien esté. Que corran los caminos, que amen los amantes. Que no hayan más heridos cuando yo me esté. Cuando yo me vaya, que vaya bien el mundo. Cuando yo me vaya, que el mundo bien esté. Cuando yo me vaya, que vaya bien el mundo. Cuando yo me vaya, que el mundo bien esté.
Well, that's a great way to end the year here on WBAI. That's Tao Rodriguez Seeger from the CD Que Vaya Bien. That's, of course, a live performance. Roy Brown, we'll give you the last words as we close out this program, but also the year here in New York. Last words about Que Vaya Bien or anything you want to share with the New York listeners.
Well, what it means is, well, it's a translation, as Tao said, and it means, you know, I hope things go great for the world when I'm gone. And I think it's a great thought, and it's a great thing to tell people when you, you know, when you cross them in life, you know, que vaya bien.
That's right. Well,
so it's a high note.
Great way to leave it, Roy Brown. Que vaya bien, and feliz año nuevo, and hopefully we'll see you here in these studios very soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Roy, qué rico suena tu voz en la radio.
Okay.
Okay. And Tao Rodriguez, too, you too. Thank you for playing that.
Oh, sure, man. Thanks for having us.
A great treat. And again, congratulations on the CD, Que Vaya Bien. That's it for me. Thank you, Delphine Blue. Thank you, Errol Maitland. Thank you, Teokasin Ghost Horse. And all of you for keeping WBAI alive and strong. I'll be back next Friday. And it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for bringing me into your homes this morning. It's 9 o'clock coming up next, Democracy Now! Happy New Year!